Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. My fellow Americans, it is I, Erin Albert, your host of the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5, Red, Blue, and You. We're talking about your dollars and cents when it comes to your prescription drugs and ways to save. Friends, we're going to talk about my favorite F word today, and that is the word free. We're going to talk about your free drugs if you're on a commercial healthcare plan. Now, maybe you don't have any free drugs, but I argue you need to check. I'm going to give you two strategies today to check on those potentially free drugs to you and your family, especially if you're on a commercial healthcare plan. Even if you're on the exchange, you may have free drugs. Free is good, my fellow Americans, so let's do this. All right, step one when it comes to rooting around your plan for free drugs. Remember I talked about the Affordable Care Act preventative drug list. Most, if not all, commercial plans have a super secret, separate list of drugs that are called the Preventative Drug Act Care List, or Preventative Drug List, or ACA Preventative Drug List. They all call it something a little bit different. But if it's not included, or you don't see any of that language on your drug formulary, remember in episode 3, we talked about getting a copy of your drug formulary. The next question you have for your HR professional is, where is a copy of our ACA preventative $0 drug list? If they look at you a little cross-eyed, don't worry, just keep asking, because there is most likely a separate list of drugs that you can get at $0. Now, why is this important? Because, friends, those drugs are free. There are a handful of drugs that the Affordable Care Act mandated that plans, self-funded plans, and payers pay at free for plan members. Now, I gave you an example back when I was talking about it earlier in the episodes about any kind of preventative drugs for bowel prep. What I mean by that is your colonoscopy. If you've not had the joy of going through a colonoscopy yet, friends, let me tell you, it's not the procedure itself that usually goes awry. It's the preparation for the colonoscopy that's oh so fun. But that aside, a lot of the drugs that are used to help you prep your colon for the colonoscopy are on that ACA preventative drug list at $0. That's why you need to get your eyes on that list to understand which of those drugs on your plan you don't even have to pay a copay for. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of some ACA drugs on the preventative list, but I have to give you the caveat that every plan out there is going to be different. Some plans may have an ACA list, but you may still have to meet certain narrow parameters to get that drug for free. An example that might have different parameters based upon your cholesterol levels and severity, as well as your age, are the statin drugs, because some of the preventative ACA lists only provide free drug to patients that meet certain clinical criteria to get statins for free. Other drugs that might show up, and not even drugs, I'm talking about vaccines, a lot of times might be covered under this preventative drug list. You want to take a look at those. Aspirin, baby aspirin sometimes, that smaller 81 milligram dose could be covered potentially on the ACA drug list. Breast cancer primary prevention drugs could be covered on your preventative drug list. Other categories include things like vitamins, minerals, fluoride, folic acid, iron. You want to look for those. HIV, or drugs used for preventing HIV, those in the trade are known as PrEP drugs, could potentially be covered at $0 on your ACA drug list. And that's an important category to look at and note, because those drugs tend to be very, very expensive overall as antivirals. Tobacco cessation drugs. So could be over the counter, could be prescription, could be both. So if you, you know, have your quit date and you are committed to trying to quit smoking, check your insurance plan and your ACA preventative drug list to see if you can get support under prescription or OTC drugs at $0 to you. And by the way, if you did find a quit date, congratulations, and please go for it. I talked about vaccines. The other category that might or might not be there are contraceptives. And ladies, I can't overemphasize this enough right now, and gentlemen for that matter. Contraceptives may be covered under your preventative drug list at $0, but you gotta look. Not every plan is going to necessarily cover those at $0, and not every type of contraceptive is covered at $0 necessarily. So it all goes back to the plan and your individual coverage. Now that's stream one for those FREE drugs, and I love me some free drugs. I don't know about you, but I don't like to spend money, my hard-earned money, on prescription drugs if my employer plan is going to cover those at $0. That's the first bucket. All right, let's talk about the second potential super secret bucket that a lot of plans don't like to tell you about out of the gate, but might be an option for you. This bucket is what I call on-site or near-site work clinics. Many providers and many plans, your commercial employers, offer on-site or near-site work clinics. And these are kind of your doc in the box. You can go to a provider, usually a mid-level provider or even a physician. You can set up an appointment. You can go in. It's for your routine vaccinations, or you need a sports physical for your child, or you have a cough and cold and you just want to make sure that it's not COVID, and or maybe you need a decongestant or something like that. These are clinics designed to help the employee not be overburdened with going to their primary care provider when they're ill. Maybe it's even telehealth these days too, because a lot of plans have gone to telehealth post-COVID. Either way, if you have an on-site, near-site telehealth clinic option through your plan, the follow-up question that you want to ask your HR rep is, does that on-site, near-site telehealth clinic offer any prescription drugs on-site and or via mail order? So let me give you an example with one of my former employers. They had an on-site clinic that was actually technically near-site. It's a clinic that is in my hometown. It actually wasn't near the office, but it was near my personal home. I went there to get just a normal physical, and one of the things that was offered to me was the option of getting my prescription drugs mailed to me on a 90-day supply, get this, at no copay to me. I didn't have to pay anything. But because I went through the on-site or near-site clinic, the incentive that the employer wanted me to use is to give me a free copay or a $0 copay so I would get the care that I needed. And that was really the incentive to drive us to go to the on-site or near-site clinic, because that visit with that provider would be lower cost to the plan potentially than me going to my primary care provider. So guess what I did? I did mail order on my prescription drugs at the time because I had a $0 copay. And it was a maintenance medication, so I knew it was going to be ongoing and I was going to take it ongoing. And so instead of going to the pharmacy every 30 days, which you have to do oftentimes with your using your plan parameters, I just decided to use the Nearsight Clinic option and have them mail me my prescriptions every 90 days. And the best part was it was totally free to me. Now, when I say free to me, of course, you're still paying premiums through your employer, right? But you're not paying that copay or co-insurance. You don't have to worry about meeting your deductible if you're a high deductible health plan in many cases. So friends, make sure you ask the good questions that I just gave you around bucket two, that on-site, near-site, telehealth option that many employers are putting into place to help you get your drugs at low to no cost to you. Okay, so I love me some free. I know you love free too. So there's two routes to potentially getting your free drugs. Ask about the preventative drug list and ask about on-site, near-site clinic drug options and whether or not you have to pay a copay if you go through the clinic. It doesn't get any better than that, friends. Free is good. But I promise you, I will be back soon with more tips on ways to save on your prescription drugs. But free is good. Until next time, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there, or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.